Welcome again to A Conversation That Matters. I'm Dr. John Roebuck. I serve as the director of the Charlie Kerb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Today I want to share with you a devotional thought that comes from the fifth psalm. This is the fifth in a collection of devotional thoughts that come from the entire collection of psalms. As always, I want to implore a soap study as we look at this passage today. The S is for the scripture we'll read, the O is for observation, the A is for application, and the P is for a prayer with which we'll close this time together. Let me begin this morning by reading to you from Psalm chapter 5. Today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This is a psalm of David, and he writes, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, O Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you, and I will wait patiently. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. My enemies cannot speak a truthful word. Their deepest desire is to destroy others. Their talk is foul like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with flattery. O God, declare them guilty. Let them be caught in their own traps. Drive them away because of their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord, and you surround them with your shield of love. Let's do a little observation on the words which we have just read, especially verse 3. In which David writes, In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. According to the instructions that precede the actual text, Psalm 5 is written by David, subscribed to the choir director, and is to be accompanied by a flute whenever it is read. In our focus verse, David offers two insights about praying effectively. First, David makes a point to emphasize praying in the morning. At least for David, having moments with God before the day begins to spin out of control is important. There's a calm, an assurance, a peace that is afforded to those who begin their day in the presence of the Lord. Second, David suggests that we who pray should wait patiently once the requests have been made. Why, in fact, would we take the time to answer or to ask God to involve himself in our lives if we then don't expect him to respond? Prayer is not a meaningless exercise. Our morning prayers should remind us that God will both hear our petition and will bring answers to our needs. Now let's apply that teaching. Like the early disciples that once asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, most of us still struggle with how to do it effectively. We long for God to offer us insights into how we can make our time with Him more fulfilling. When we wonder about when to pray or what to pray, we also wonder at times about the role of faith and its effect on our prayer life. Are our prayers answered or not answered because of the amount of faith we have in God's ability to act? At times, we wonder about certain words or phrases to use, if our prayers are too long or too short, too specific or too generalized. Admittedly, there is much we need to learn. But listen again to what David invites us to do. Pray early in the morning. Obviously, we can and should pray at all times. Paul teaches us to pray without ceasing. But David's point is that there is great value in praying as the day begins. Such prayers bring prioritization to our days. They give order to our lives and remind us of our reason for being. Prayer reminds us to align our will with His will each morning. It's a great way to start the day. We must also learn the value of expecting God to answer. God loves to dialogue with us. He longs to reveal Himself and His will to us in very clear ways. So let us offer our prayers and listen for His response. His response could come through a moment of meditation, or from a passage in His Word, or through the words of a messenger. We really should look and listen for His answers to our prayers. To know that He responds should certainly compel us to a greater discipline of prayer. So right now, before the day gets too crazy, I invite you to pray to your Father and then listen throughout the day for His special response. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You for listening to us as we pray both this day and every day. Speak to us, and we will listen, and we will hear, and we will obey. Amen. Thank you again for listening today. This is a conversation that matters. I'm Dr. John Roebuck, your host. Look forward to being with you again. Thanks for listening.